Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that story for you. And if there is a press conference, you can count on hearing it here on KSL News Radio as it happens. 8:19, time again for a look at Triple Team traffic. Three times more eyes on the road. Mother Nature's been a problem, Heather, but we haven't had that many accidents this morning.
We have not had that many accidents so far, but the fog has really settled in along the I-80 corridor near the airport. I cannot see the road in the camera shot that we've got. Also, parts of the north end of the west side belt fogged in as well between 2200 north and the airport exit turnoff. But the good news is you've got good speeds on the east and west side belt routes. No problems really on the 201 freeway coming out of Tooele County. Eric Butler?
In Utah County, we've got good road conditions on I-15 as you head north from Provo all the way up to Point of the Mountain. That's 20 minutes from University Avenue. And if you're northbound, no problems all the way to downtown, really. In Salt Lake County, we do have a little bit of southbound slowing, though. This is right as you approach 7200 south in Midvale. Len Thomas?
Well, the heavy, dense fog in Davis County on Legacy Parkway is shrinking, but still prevalent in Woods Cross into North Salt Lake, and a thin layer of ice on the roadway to make things a little bit dicey, so take your time there. Otherwise, the drive on southbound I-15 rolling fairly well from Ogden all the way into North Salt Lake. Save thousands during the Piano Gallery's year-end closeout. All remaining 2016 pianos are priced to clear. Save on top brands like Yamaha, the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.